This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Hello there, I'm Lauren Van Sinclair, and this is Backbeat.
Lauren Van Sinclair has been fascinated by the power of radio and music since he was a little boy. And it's that fascination that's led him to carve out a career in both radio and music that's won the appreciation of both listeners and radio associations. Though not formally trained, Van Sinclair found creative ways to get on air. He worked at CBC in Toronto as a technician and would suggest program ideas that would eventually lead him to running with them. Over the years, Van Sinclair worked at CHFI as a regular guest on Don Daynard's Saturday Night Oldies show. He was on CKLN and CUIT, both in Toronto, as well as CFOR in Orillia. But it was Halliburton County's own Canoe FM where Van Sinclair launched his internationally syndicated show, Backbeat, in 2019. The show is broadcast on nearly 30 campus and community radio stations across Canada, the U.S., and web streams in Germany. Recently, Van Sinclair was awarded his second Community Radio Award in broadcast and online, otherwise known as a Crabo, for his vintage music radio show in Best Blues or Similar Music. In 2024, he won a Crabo in the Best Music Variety category. Van Sinclair credits Canoe FM for taking a chance on him and nurturing his show along the way.
When we retired and moved up here, my wife and I were driving through Halliburton one day and we heard Canoe FM. I said, hey, that's a pretty good station. And she said, well, you should have maybe pitched one of your ideas to them. So I did. And they were crazy enough to take it. And that was 7 years ago. And I've been doing it ever since. Started doing it live in the station, go in every morning. But I live in Orillia. It's an hour and a half drive for me. Winter came along. I thought, well, you know, winter, maybe I'll start doing it at home. Then COVID hit and had to permanently do it at home for a year. And I thought, well, while I'm recording the show anyway, I might as well put it up on the NCRA website where they can distribute it to any station in Canada, any community member community station. And about a dozen stations picked it up. So now I'm stuck with doing it at home because I have to do a show for them. And it's picked up also in the States. I put it up on a service there. So it's picked up by stations all over the place. I don't even know how many anymore.
Van Sinclair was prominent in the Toronto music community, running his own collector's record store, the Blue Note Record Shop at Queen and Broadview. He also ran Canada's largest record collectors get-together, the Toronto Mississauga Musical Collectibles Show, for 35 years. After moving to Orillia, he and his wife Mary opened Carousel Collectibles, a popular antique store that featured live music and a cafe. And now, through his one-hour show, he shares his love of diverse musical genres, including blues, jazz, country, and roots, with a special interest in Black gospel with as many listeners here and around the world.
I have a theme. I mean, the music is all different. It could be country music from 100 years ago. It could be blues records made last week. It could be, but it all has a pretty consistent rootsy sound to it. And I like playing new music, too, but I play artists who are still got their head back in the 50s or something and not imitating the music, maybe drawing on it and making original music using those same production techniques. And I guess the way the music was made back then, more live, more off the floor. I usually start with, say, someone like the R&B jump blues like Wynonie Harris or B.B. King or Amos Milburn. I really like a lot of the Western swing stuff. So Milton Brown, Brownie, Bob Wills. Then I say make it into Django Reinhardt and Stephen Grappelli, who was very similar to Western swing. I mean, it's guitar and fiddle and rhythm. They're very similar. I like old blues guys. Howlin' Wolf's one of my favorites. Of the new artists, Blue Moon Marquee's always been a big one. I got a lot of people from Vancouver who send me music. So Sinead X. Sanders is one I play a lot recently. A lot of them, too, are people that no one's ever heard of, including me. I'm always finding people that, well, this person made a dozen records in 1934 and then disappeared. Who are they? I don't know, but quite often their records are good. So there's a lot of very obscure people, too. It's a discovery. It's not just, we're not going through nostalgia of old music and old music was better. It's a discovery of musicians who made it, and some of them are being forgotten now and I want to keep it out there so that people remember that all our modern music is based on music made. Sometimes I can pair something made 100 years ago with something made yesterday, and they still fit. They tell stories about their lives. The best ones, I think, don't hammer a message in. It's just there. It's implied. You can hear it in the song and the lyrics. You have to figure it out, which I like to do too. I often don't do themes and stories. Let people figure out the connection between these records. They'll figure it out themselves. It's a learning experience, I hope, for the listener and for me, because I do this research. And I think half the stuff I play now, I didn't know 5 years ago. I'm always finding new things because there's so much of it out there. And it's now, most of it is available.
What keeps Van Sinclair fascinated is how the music he plays is representative of who we are and where we've come from. As varied as the songs are, so are the origin stories. So much so that Van Sinclair has given a name to the collection of music he explores on his weekly one-hour show.
The blues underpins most of our popular music. The structure is there, and almost every song is a 12-bar blues. Country music has always been very bluesy right from the start. Always included blues from day one, from the day Jimmy Rogers first made his recordings. You know, he did his blue yodels and things. To me, what the strength of this music, I don't even know what to call it. I call it Americana because I can't think of a better name, but what is the great thing about it is the mix of cultures that you had the African Americans, you had the mountain people, you had the Celts, you had Germans playing accordions, you got Hawaiians playing steel guitar, you've got all the, and the mixture coming in from the Caribbean islands, and the mixture, it all mixed together in a unique way. And to me, that's the strength of the music. There is no pure country, there is no pure blues, there's no pure anything. It's all just a continuum, a mixture. And that's what makes the music so great.
Van Sinclair is grateful to Canoe FM for believing in his concept for his radio show. But no matter where he goes, the community-focused, volunteer-run station's reputation is well-known and respected. He says it's the unique blend of a laid-back approach and diversity of programming that makes the station a popular setting on the radio dial.
Well, the first thing impressed me was when we were listening to it was just the variety of music, that they weren't playing hits. And they weren't sticking to one genre. A lot of the community stations, the disc jockey picks the music. And in a Canoe, it's, you know, on the weekends that happens. But during the week, it's all programmed. But it was different music, not music you'd hear so much on the radio, especially in a rural area where the stations tend to be all formula. You know, there's one down the road there that says, you know, only playing the biggest hits. Well, you know, the cream rises to the top. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But that's what impressed me. And I guess once I'd written to Roxanne and spoke to her and went into the station, just the whole vibe of the place. Everybody gets along. Everybody cooperates. It's kind of loose and given. And it takes a lot of dedication to do a community radio station from people who don't get paid and just do it for the love of it. And I think Canoe FM is unique in that in such a small community that this is a station that's been so successful. And everywhere I go, when I talk to different people who are in radio and I mention Canoe, they know it. Whether they live in Halliburton or not, the station is known among radio fans just because it has been so successful and they don't try to sound like a commercial station.
Van Sinclair was presented with his Crabo Award for Best Blues or Similar Show at a special ceremony held in Toronto earlier this year. His show, Backbeat, airs on Canoe FM every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.